Well, they're not paying for it, are they?
No.
All right.
That's Sean, and I'm Carrie. Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. And I write books for a living.
She does.
And
she is New York Times and international best-selling author. And
that makes me have cred.
The most incredible woman ever.
Oh, Sean's the most incredible woman ever, too. Anyways, we start every podcast with a little random thought. Sometimes in the car.
Sometimes in bed.
Sometimes in the kitchen.
Sometimes in the restaurant.
Sometimes in the woods.
Wherever we are.
We're random. And then we get a little bit more intellectual.
Sometimes.
But not always. With a dog tip for life, where our dogs join us, and also a writing tip of the pod, or
that's
vice
right.
versa, maybe.
That's vice versa, but that's okay.
All right, man. We're random and cool.
So thanks for listening. We really hope you enjoy it.
The notes that go with this podcast are on my blog, CarrieJonesBooks.blog.
And there's all kinds of other interesting stuff there, too, isn't there? Love.
Pictures of Sean.
That's not what I meant.
Voicemail on the truck. What were you just telling Kitty?
That meme is not always funny.
Oh, why were you telling her that?
Oh, well, I'm trying to teach her to...
Not be like you?
Not be... No. Because I'm perfect. But, and I keep telling her that nobody's perfect, so she can't know the secret.
Oh, my word.
Anyways.
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of cars. We're never getting out of here.
It's voice random thought time in the truck.
And
today was a bad day for me.
Well, what happened, Chris?
You're so mean. We're at the campground, and the campground has very narrow roads, right?
That's for sure. One lane at best.
One lane at best. It's like driving in Ireland. And right across from our camper is normally an open space. And it's today, there was no open space, but I did not realize that. And so I pulled out and did my normal...
You backed out.
I backed out and I did my normal tight turn and smashed.
She usually does like this high speed J turn, like back
it
out.
It is not J high speed.
It's J
but
high speed.
To be fair.
Then she throws it in forward while she's still going to reverse and spin the tires.
Alright, to be fair, I didn't tell the police or the man who owned the camper or Sean this right now. But sometimes I back out and my tire gets a little stuck on the edge of the road.
That's a big drop. You can't help
it's a big
that.
Drop. Yeah. So I gunned a tiny bit.
That's exactly
and that's when I hit the van!
I knew that was like, but I wanted to be nice throughout the whole thing, so I wasn't going to say that because you would have been like, oh, now you're blaming me.
Well, it was my fault. I mean, it is my fault. I hit the van. I did not see the van. I have no idea how I didn't see the van because it was stationary. But to make this story even better, I like freaked out because I hate not being perfect. So I freaked out and
I'm the perfect one, remember that. But you did forget, I can't believe you made it to the grocery store and back alive.
If interrupting makes you a perfect person, then you indeed are a perfect person.
Same to you, baby.
So anyways, I freaked out and I jumped out of the car, right? I jumped out. I didn't even move it from where it had hit the van, right? I'm like, and I like run to the camper site, which is like a double camper site of this lady named Laura, who is really nice and always like loans us her corkscrew and stuff. And like, I'm like, Laura! Of a camper because I just hit this van thing in her parking space and I feel so bad and I'm like, oh my god, I need to tell her right away. I'm like, Laura! And no one answers. There's not a sound in the entire campground. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, oh no, wait, my car is blocking the campground road where, like, there's no cars moving on this campground road, right? But, so I jump back in my car and I move it up and to the side, right? And then I get back out And I stand in between the two campers of Laura's extended double sight. And I yell, Laura! Laura! And no one is there. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to do. Can I leave? I think if I leave, I'm like breaking the law because I'm leaving the scene of an accident. And I didn't know what to do, so I called my husband. Crying. And he's like, just go to the grocery store. Go back. I'll take care of everything when I get home. And it turns out I come back from the grocery store and there's three people out on Laura's deck, including Laura. And I park my car without hitting anything in my parking space. I run across the street and I say, I hit your van and I'm so sorry. You guys weren't here. I'm so sorry. I cried. And they all looked at me like I was an absolute idiot. And they're like, what? You hit our van? I'm like, I dented your van. I dented it. It has a dent and I hit it and it is all my fault. And you guys weren't here and I looked for you and I didn't know what to do. So I just went to the grocery store because my husband told me so and I'm so sorry. And they're like, you hit our van? We were getting married on Thompson's Island. We just got back. So they were getting married. And yeah. I gave them a very special present.
You did?
I did. I gave them a story.
Yeah, for their wedding. Yeah, they always have that to their wedding day story. That's right.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, the real story.
What?
Which the neighbor guy in the pop-up told me when you were talking to the cop. So
they weren't cop. There. You lying.
He was there.
Jerk.
He said you backed out, you got stuck on the curb, and you gunned it, and you rammed into the van backwards. And you did indeed jump out of the car. But it was more like the I'm a spy dressed all in black, Egyptian feet out, hands out stance.
Such a liar.
Looking around. And you were like, Laura.
Laura.
And then you jumped back in the car and hauled butt.
That's such a lie, you jerk. Why do you always lie?
And it was pure guilt probably that made you confront them when you came home. Oh, that was a lie. But it was funny.
It's not, see.
And I'm so proud of you because you took care of all the insurance and cop stuff all by yourself.
Circle back. What did the start of this voice random thought say about being mean?
Oh, that was amazing.
At other people's expense?
That was funny.
You just did it! You just did it, you jerk!
That's why I'm trying to get her not to.
Oh, my word.
Writing tip of the pod.
So this podcast episode is called When Good Dogs Go Bad or Carrie Had an Accident. Not on the floor.
I had to smack her with a rolled up newspaper.
No.
Right on her nose, gently. So, a long time ago, Carrie had a dog named Scotty, and she used to fill in at the police department as a dispatcher. For those of you who don't know, she dispatched part-time because even though she made enough money writing... Right at that point in her life, she got worried that...
One, I'd suddenly make no money at all. Two, I needed to build up Social Security benefits because that's how much of a nerd I am. Three, that I'd forget to interact with other humans if I was always at home writing. And four, cops have a good sense of humor. That's not a worry, is it? But usually their sense of humor makes you the object of the humor and their meanies, as we learned in our random thought.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
No.
I just was wondering, which worse, interrupting or then asking a question and answering it yourself before you give the person whom you asked the question to even a chance to answer?
Interrupting.
Okay, I thought so. Uh-huh. So she worked from 3:30 to 11:30 p.m. And when she came home, Tala and Scotty, her dogs at the time, greeted her at the door, all doggy happy.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yay, Carrie's home! So Scotty was my new dog, and he was a rescue dog from Alabama who was in a kill shelter. And for a long time, we thought that maybe he was a grandpa who had somehow shapeshifted into a dog body. And this grandpa liked crawfish and Bud Light a lot and was somehow stuck in Scotty. Right?
He couldn't shapeshift back in the ground.
No, no. And like Scotty even had a puncture wound in his neck when he got to Maine, like these two little small holes. So we thought it was like a vampire bite that had transformed him into
a dog.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And this, I decided, was a true possibility because I witnessed him
get ice out of the refrigerator.
Like a grandpa.
And use his paw on a door handle to open a door.
Like a grandpa, right?
Sure.
So this one night after I was dispatching, I came home really late and I saw this drawer. I can't say that word.
Drawer.
That was open. And it had been completely shut when I left the house. Food was strewn everywhere, which meant that Scotty grabbed the drawer with his mouth and he got it open at least a little bit. And then he either wedged his nose in or something and opened it more. If you look on the blog, we have a picture of this.
Yeah, he couldn't open it with his paw, apparently.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So why would he do that?
Maybe he wanted a different bit of food instead of dog food.
Maybe he was bored. Maybe he was a good dog turned bad.
Maybe he was just an angry grandpa.
He wanted that Bud Light. He couldn't get any Bud Light because I didn't have any Bud Light. There's a very important side note to this whole entire podcast, which is that if you have dog saliva and you combine that with powdered sugar on a wood floor, it creates a glue-like paste that's impossible to vacuum or mop up and probably could be used in dams or to, like, fill those cracks in your foundation.
Or it could be used to make cookies for somebody you don't like.
Maybe. Anyways, if you have that happen, you have to. The only way to get it done is Clorox bleach wipes. It breaks it down. I didn't know that until that happened. All right, so let's talk about what the dogs did that was really interesting and is further proof of what happened with this good dog turned bad.
He ate peanut butter chips and brown sugar and confectioner's sugar and Crisco shortening and shepherd's pie mix. It was going good until the last thing. And Italian seasoning. They did not eat chocolate. So that's just proof that it's a dog, right? Because they know that chocolate may make them sick.
Well, chocolate kills dogs. It kills them dead. And they left it.
But you have to have a certain amount.
Well, I had a lot of baking chocolate in there. And they left this box of baking chocolate and only teared it open at the end. And I sort of imagine Scotty holding Tella back and saying in his grandpa voice, "Baby, it smells good, but it's poison. It's going to kill us because we're dogs. Let's go lick up the sugar."
Is that what you imagine?
Yes.
Because I imagine them eating the shepherd pie mix and Italian seasoning first, and then the rest of that crap mixed in all together for a dessert. Got it? Sounds good.
No.
Had they gotten into the chocolate at all?
No, they didn't eat a darn thing of the chocolate, but it was on the floor, and they, like, tore a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. As the picture on the blog shows.
Well, I couldn't see it that good. Oh, it's baking chocolate. That's why. Not sugary chocolate.
I just said that like 18 times.
You had some good taste, that's all.
No, it was...
Bitter chocolate.
Anyways, I think all of this is proof that Scotty Dog is human.
Yeah.
I think so. And it's also proof that even the best of dogs, because Scotty was indeed the best of dogs and the best of men, that they can mess up sometimes, like me hitting that van.
Yeah. That was no big deal at all.
It was a big deal.
Only for you.
I increased our insurance rate.
How do you know? We haven't got... Oh. We don't get the bill till sometime in a couple months.
Do you want to condense the writing tip of the pod?
What does all this have to do with writing?
Nothing.
I was wondering that myself. It's like when we were talking about that random thought in the car. If you haven't listened to that, please return to the beginning. All stories aren't good ones.
No.
All people aren't perfect.
No.
And the best writing is when those little imperfections about character or people peek through.
That's right, man. Because, like, you don't want a story where, like, every single character is perfect all the time. It's boring.
I know.
All right.
Imagine how boring your day had been if you had seen that van and not run into it.
My day would have been so much better.
And use everything for your stories. Mine your lives and your pets' lives.
It's all
take
fodder.
Take everything in your can.
I thought you said take everything in your can.
What is wrong with you? Why are you constantly... Let me tell you, listeners.
No, that's proof
positive right there. That basically, you can always believe from what comes from me on this podcast.
You're such a liar. You just lied the whole random thought.
No, you just You're always getting into me about being naughty and stuff, and you're not take it in your can.
That doesn't mean I'm the liar. I fess up to my mistakes right away. Which it makes you healthier emotionally and mentally and psychologically, because then you don't have to live with the anxiety of feeling like you're going to get found out at the end.
Well, plus, when you do it right in front of somebody.
Nobody was hard. There.
Oh, I was talking about right now.
Oh, the take it in the can.
Yes, that. That's probably just a Freudian slip.
No, what?
For later.
What? Oh my lord, now we're gonna have to delete all of this.
Don't no way, we're not deleting cheese. Nothing. Dog tip for life. Not in the can.
Okay, we gotta let that go. Do you know why? Because a dog tip for life is this.
Dude!
Let things go. Don't eat the chocolate and have some self-control. So if you want to be a happier husband, you would stop tormenting your wife about her mishearing your words right now. You would have some self-control about
it. Oh, yeah. I'm only tormenting you here because you always tell me about being naughty. But...
because you are
this
naughty.
This is how I really feel. Give me a high five.
I'm not giving you a high five. That'll be so loud for the listeners.
Good job, baby. Oh. I loved your joke about taking it in the can. Anyways, have some control.
Have some self-control. That's our dog tip for life, right?
Yeah, but not too much, because then you'll never have the screw-ups that make up your story.
Right.
And make it more interesting.
Right. But at the same time, it's a balance, right? Like, you don't want to eat the chocolate and die. Gotta have some self-control, even though that chocolate smells so good.
Right.
You don't want to eat that.
Well, that's just if you're a dog. If you're a human.
You're a human who's allergic to chocolate. It's like the time your brother who's allergic to avocado tried an avocado.
Yeah?
Because he just missed avocado.
Yeah.
Sometimes our choices aren't that smart, is all I'm saying.
But, yeah, I know. Didn't he try it again? Just to see if he was still allergic?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And his wife had to, they were sitting in the emergency room waiting to see if the EpiPen was going to work because it was so bad. That is a bad choice. Don't eat the avocado if you're allergic to the avocado. Have some self-control. Don't torment your wife or your partner forever about a little mistake.
Like, it's been like 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes is long on a podcast. Just a long time. Hey, I don't know, man.
I think my brother's just ballsy for trying to get avocado back in his life.
No, man.
Yes.
He could have died.
Anybody could die at any time right now.
I know, but we don't.
Clunk, and then you'd have to do the whole podcast over because I would have made such a... noise hitting
the floor. I would keep that because, believe me, I would get to forever hear your death and relive it.
And that excites you. Oh, God. She had a little spot of drool running out of her mouth.
I don't drool.
I know, but that's like excitement. Doggy excitement.
I don't drool because I'm not a dog.
No, but it goes with the podcast, okay?
I forgot B.
Good.
Oh, the ratings would get so high. Podcaster dies on podcast.
Oh, I could fake it.
No, because then we'd have to hide you for, like, decades.
Yeah.
You're hard to hide. You're kind of tall. Okay. Do you have anything wise to say at the end? Because I feel like that
wise?
Was a bad place to leave it.
I did before, but you made me forget it.
I didn't.
No, I actually talked myself into forgetting it. I mean, I talked so long.
Were you having self-control?
No, I just wanted to say something else first due to lack of self-control, so I forgot what my original thought was. But I think it was actually related to writing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was wise? Self-control and writing?
No, just writing in general. I think it was like a question for you. But anyways, it doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I feel like that was a meandering end to the podcast.
Probably was. You can always erase it.
Don't get in car accidents.
Don't get in any accidents.
Don't poop on the floor.
Wrap yourself in bubble wrap.
Dude,
stay inside
your
house.
Don't poop on the floor like a dog was a way better way to end it.
Well, then why is it still going?
Because you talked over it and interrupted me.
Don't poop on the floor when anybody else is home.
Wait. But when no one's there, it's okay.
Maybe. Hey, love. Now now that people have blessed us with their time and listened to our podcast, what other little tidbits should we tell them?
Well, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Artist in the song is Night Owl by Berg for Free.
That sounds so 80s. Anyways, it's cool. I like it. Got anything else going on in your world?
All the writing tips are at carriejonesbooks.blog. I just released a book called In the Woods with Steve Waddell. It's creepy, it's a little horrifying, and it's a little romantic.
Ooh,
that's cool. And it's the summer buzz book from Publishers Weekly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What else?
I have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah. That's.
You can find us on social media.
The Patreon's a great way to read a book that's never been published by you.
Yes.
Only Patreon people get to read it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Subscribers,
man.
I mean.
And you get special content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get special gifts, too, right?
I do. I send out art.
Carrie Jones paintings, which are all beautiful.
And books sometimes.
Yeah.
Signed
by me.
Sean.
Just kidding.
What do you want to tell people, honey bunny?
I don't know. Just thank you. Thank you for listening.
Please like and subscribe and share.
Yeah, you said that at the beginning, but we can say it twice.
Can we say it 87 times so people really do?
They'll probably just shut it off after like the 80th one at least.
Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. Like, subscribe, share. No.
Get out and live your life.
Yes.
No matter what.
The whole point of Dogs Are Smarter Than People in this podcast is to try to make your life a tiny bit better for at least 2 seconds, in which you're like, at least we're not them, buddy. At least we're not them.
That's all. That's a good one. People always have that outlook. At least we're not them. Having fun.
I love you.
I love you.